Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump continues in Pennsylvania. Police say they still don't have a motive. Donald Trump and Republicans moving forward with a message of unity at the RNC. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
Tonight's theme, making America safe once again, with a focus on illegal immigration, violent crime, and drug overdose deaths. Former Trump rival Nikki Haley is reported to be a primetime speaker. It's meant to be a demonstration of party unity, but some of Haley's stances on foreign policy and national security differ dramatically from the views of the GOP ticket. VP nominee J.D. Vance is one of the fiercest opponents of U.S. aid for Ukraine in the Senate.
President Biden also working to tamp down political rhetoric. He'll be campaigning in Nevada today. As many as 30 people were killed in Gaza in the latest Israeli strike on a U.N. school-turned-shelter. Israel's military claiming Hamas is setting up operations out of U.N. facilities. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Another round of rain yesterday prolonged flooding issues in western Wisconsin. The Kickapoo River went over its banks and is in moderate flood stage, closing several roads. Flood warnings are in place for this week, with the river currently cresting in Viola and Reedstown. The Trempealeau River was at flood stage in Arcadia yesterday and is expected to crest at Dodge in the coming days. In Vernon County, several roads are closed due to flooding. The La Crosse River is also currently above flood stage. No rain is forecasted today. This week's La Crosse County Board meeting will include a measure to adopt the 5-year strategic plan for the county. After months of discussion, the plan will focus on affordable housing, infrastructure, such as high-speed internet access, and employment. Other outcome measures include supporting the Pathways Home Program, a collaboration between the City of La Crosse, the county, and the community, which addresses homelessness. The board will take up the measure during Thursday's regular board meeting. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special and, you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez's first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon. And after that, we stay dry the rest of the week and sun splashed. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
Tuesday night, Nightlight will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We'll be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 16th of July, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We are live here from Wisconsin Media Row at the 2024 Republican National Convention in Panther Arena, home of the University of Wisconsin Milwaukee men's and women's basketball team. Almost said football, Trevy. And also the Admirals hockey team. At my side today, he is live and in person. He is a former Republican like myself, now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Trevy Olson, welcome back to your home state. Always a pleasure.
Always good to be in Wisconsin, Todd.
Always a great pleasure to be here.
Charlie's roar. Part? Eagles soar. That's right. Packers score.
Packers score. That's exactly right. Big show today, as we're going to be going through a lot of what's happened at the convention last night, what's transpiring here today. Also joining us at the bottom of the hour, Mr. Zommers, get the special theme music ready, our friend Dan Schaefer, great Milwaukee journalist and founder of the Recombobulation Area. One of the greatest names for a publication, in my opinion, ever. Dan Schaefer, a smart guy like you, Trivi, knows elections, studies, and is going to be by with his thoughts on. He was out at some of the counter-protesting yesterday on the streets. He's been here in the arena, so he's going to join us for his take on what's going on here at the Republican National Convention and as it pertains to the election coming up in November. Your calls as well. Trivi, you got in yesterday. And we saw each other briefly after the show. I know you've had a chance here to kind of walk their grounds a little bit. You've been a part of these Republican conventions in another life, as we say, politically. You helped run John McCain's campaign, amongst others. What's your sense? I know there's been a lot of talk about security after the attempted assassination of former President Trump over the weekend. Compared to other national conventions you have been at or a part of, how would you compare the security and the layout here in Milwaukee to past ones you've attended?
I would say the security is probably greater, but that kind of escalation of security has just kind of been the way that it is, I think, since 9/11. Mm-hmm. And each one seems to have more of it. You know, it's a nice layout because everything is sort of center and they have a huge area that's blocked off. So once I kind of figured out where to get the Uber in and out, it was a lot easier, I'll tell you that much.
I agree with it there.
But yeah, I mean, it's a great venue and it's awesome that people from all around the country are getting to come and see Milwaukee and see that Milwaukee is a really nice city. Even if some candidates for office have suggested otherwise, right. Yeah, it's great.
Was listening to one of our colleagues this morning here from the arena, and they said they ran into Wolf Blitzer. Like, literally, they were coming out of the Pfizer, and Wolf was looking down at his phone and said, "Oh, geez, I'm sorry," and talked to him a little bit. And
he's a really nice guy.
And he, I guess, he was. I
super nice.
And so he was really impressed with Milwaukee. So it's, yeah, to your point, you have a lot of national people here, and it's a great chance to show off the city of Milwaukee, largest city in the state, and part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Yeah, and Wolf Blitzer is a really nice guy. Yeah, I dealt with him, saw him in 2012, and yeah, he's a super nice guy.
Any chance you can go over and have him come on the show?
I don't know that I know him that well, but...
You know, I thought we'd try. give it our best shot.
See if we can snag somebody.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see as the week goes on. Well, Trigby, it was kind of a breaking news here overnight and into this morning. We're going to get to the vice presidential pick of J.D. Vance by the former president in just a little bit and some of his past, which, well, we'll get to a little bit later in terms of rhetoric. But I want to go to this story that's been breaking here this morning, and we're reading this from TheGuardian.com. JFK Jr., apologizing after a leaked phone call in which Trump seems to offer a deal. Now, from The Guardian, it says the independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. apologized to Donald Trump today after Kennedy's son posted video and audio of a call between the two men in which Trump made bizarre comments about vaccines and babies, as well as appearing to offer Kennedy some sort of political deal. The presidential candidate, Kennedy, says, quote, "When President Trump called me, I was taping with an in-house videographer. I should have ordered the videographer to stop recording immediately. I am mortified that this was posted. I apologize to the president," unquote. Now, the call, and here's what's interesting, the call was apparently made before Trump and Kennedy's later meeting on Monday, yesterday, at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Kennedy is here in town, reportedly to discuss the possibility of Kennedy endorsing Trump. And here's what's really interesting. The recording was posted online by Kennedy's son, Bobby Kennedy III, with the message from the younger Kennedy saying, quote, "I'm a firm believer that these sorts of conversations should be had in public. Here's Trump giving his real opinion to my dad about vaccinating kids. This was the day after the assassination attempt." We're going to play it for you. Mr. Zomers has it back at the World Headquarters. We're going to play this for you. This is this leaked audio video confirmed now by Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. as to be real. This is Kennedy and Trump on Sunday here in Milwaukee via phone.
"Really, you guys, something's wrong with that whole system. Yeah. And, and it's the doctors you find. Remember I said I want to do small doses. When you feed a baby, Bobby, a vaccination that is like 38 different vaccines, and it looks like it's meant for a horse, not a, you know, 10-pound or 20-pound baby. It looks like you should be giving a horse this. And do you ever see the size of it, right? You know, it's just massive. And then you see the baby all of a sudden starting to change radically. I've seen it too many times. And then you hear that it doesn't have an impact, right? But you and I talked about that a long time ago. And anyway, I would love you to do something. And I think it'll be so good for you and so big for you. And we're going to win. We're going to win. You know, we're way ahead of the guy. And, you know, he's interesting. He was very nice, actually. He called me. And he said, how did you choose to move to the right? Because, you know, so I guess that's, people say, you know, if I was looking straight up, right? He said, I was just showing a truck. I didn't have to tell him the truck was on all the people pouring into our country. But I just turned my head to show the truck. And something whacked me. It felt like a giant, like the world's largest mosquito. And it was. It was a bullet going around. You know, it was what do they call that? An AR-15 or something. That was a big gun. Those are pretty tough guns, right?
That was audio and video of Donald Trump talking with Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. on Sunday here in Milwaukee, reportedly. It was posted by Kennedy's son, Bobby Kennedy III, and Robert Kennedy confirming, Robert Fitzgerald Jr. Kennedy confirming today that is real. That was him talking to the former president. Trygve Olson, a lot of, I would say, odd stuff in there. I mean, you have kids. Last time I checked, giving kids vaccines for measles and polio doesn't turn them into some sort of hunchback from Notre Dame. That seemed off. And what do you make of this call overall that's been leaked?
I think the fact that it was leaked is pretty crazy. I think the stuff that was being said on the call is flat out ridiculous. I think, you know, that's a pretty unvarnished moment. Right, when they think people aren't listening. And sometimes what people are willing to say when they think the audience isn't listening, particularly politicians, I've found, is far more useful than when they think the cameras are rolling. It's easier to be guarded when the cameras are rolling.
I think it was interesting that he said, quote, Biden's a really nice guy. And he called him, and Biden's comments was, you know, how the hell did you decide to turn your head just at the right split second. They had a real conversation, obviously, and Trump was obviously touched, at least at some level, and tells Kennedy in a private moment, you know, he was a great guy.
Right. I mean, there you go.
Yeah, I think that's pretty revealing overall. Also, I mean, there's been a little bit of talk about Kennedy being here in Milwaukee, maybe to have an endorsement of Trump. In your professional opinion, politically, Trygve, does that change the dynamic? In some polling in Wisconsin, we've seen him get maybe almost not quite, but almost to double digits from 8 to 10% here in Wisconsin and nationally. Would a Kennedy endorsement of Trump change the dynamics of this election?
That's a good question. I think the fact that the Trump campaign is angling for it means that they recognize that maybe Kennedy is a greater threat to some of their voters than to Biden's. Mm-hmm. You know, our survey research tends to show that it's pretty much a split bag. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, I think if you're the Trump campaign at this point, you've had a couple of pretty good weeks. even getting shot turned out to probably be better, given that he survived. But it's been a couple of good weeks, a couple of lucky weeks, lucky for the nation, too, in that sense. Right. But I think, anything that keeps the momentum going is something that they're going to want to have in the hopper.
Other big story, of course, yesterday, and you helped us break this. I truly believe you were one of the first media people to say this, and we were able to get it on the air. First, it was Marco Rubio who said he was told he was not chosen for vice president. And then you told us through your sources that Governor Burgum of North Dakota said he was not the person. And a little bit later, I believe it was just after Maggie Dawn went on after us, she broke the news that it was, in fact, J.D. Vance was the Republican nominee. You said yesterday, it is what it is, Todd. Don't get too excited. I think maybe what was more interesting, or has been for me, is all of the stuff coming out after J.D. Vance was announced as the nominee. He joined Trump in the VIP booth yesterday. By the way, kind of interesting that Trump had this huge gauze bandage on his ear, but whatever. J.D. Vance went on Sean Hannity last night. Hannity got the first interview on Fox, because there's all of these tweets, and Vance has said it's true, that he has called Donald Trump the American Hitler in the past. Here is, let's take a listen to this. Here is J.D. Vance last night on Sean Hannity on Fox, trying to defend himself from having called Hitler America, or rather Trump, America's Hitler. That music means I wasn't watching my clock. It means we got to go to do a little business first. We'll come back. We'll hear, what a tease. We'll come back and hear that on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Wisconsin Media Row, the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from Wisconsin Media Row, the Republican National Convention 2024. Trinity Olson, music song by request.
Who knew Diamond Dave did Spanish? I never knew that about Diamond Dave. Can't go wrong with Diamond Dave.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. A little tease before the break. Trinity Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins me at the desk. Standing by at the after the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area. Always good, Trinity, to recombobulate in a time like this because you can get out of sorts.
A lot of recombobulation needs to happen.
Needs to happen. So Dan Schaefer will be along at the bottom of the hour to help us out with that. Right now, we teased right before the break, J.D. Vance, of course, the Republican nominee or choice, try that again, Todd, for president, vice president by Donald Trump. And he has said in the past of Trump, he called Trump, quote, America's Hitler. Unquote. That was J.D. Vance in the past. After Trump chose him as the VP nominee candidate, Vance went on Sean Hannity of Fox to try to clear the record. Here is that cut from last night.
You literally said, you texted a friend, that Trump is a cynical a-hole like Nixon who wouldn't be that bad and might even prove useful, and that he's America's Hitler. And you compared him to a cultural heroine in the Atlantic Monthly. And I'll tell you Trump's response, but you said that then. What do you say to people that say, well, wait a minute. Sure. What did he mean?
Well, Sean, I don't hide from that. I was certainly skeptical of Donald Trump in 2016, but President Trump was a great president, and he changed my mind. I think he changed the minds of a lot of Americans because, again, he delivered that peace and prosperity. If you go back to what I thought in 2016, another thing that was going on, Sean, is I bought into the media's lies and distortions. I bought into this idea that somehow he was going to be so different, a terrible threat to democracy. It was a joke. Joe Biden is the one who's trying to throw his political opposition in jail.
So there you go, Trigby. You got J.D. Vance last night going on Hannity saying, yeah, I said that. I called Trump America's Hitler, called him an a-hole, several other things. But it was the media's fault. I got sucked in by the liberal media somehow, and they had it wrong. And really, it's Biden who's the threat. Trigby, you've worked with a lot more Republicans at higher levels than I have over your career. Have you ever seen such an about face on a person's reported values?
Not until the Trump era. I mean, right. There's lots of people that have done that, including some former colleagues that I've run into in the last day since I've been here. I think, you know, there's going to be a lot that's made about what J.D. Vance had said about Trump in the past. I'm not sure that that necessarily is the right attack line for the Biden campaign. If the Biden campaign is going to draw contrast with J.D. Vance, you know, it's going to be J.D. Vance's Putin's agenda in Ukraine, which is antithetical, and J.D. Vance's a brand of Republican conservatism that's antithetical to Ronald Reagan's peace through strength and evil empire. J.D. Vance's, you know, a national ban on abortion and wants government in the bedrooms of people and meddling in the lives of people like my daughter rather than having families and doctors make those choices and decisions. JD advances cuts to Medicare and Social Security, which, you know, if you're a Gen Xer, you've been paying in your whole life, and now JD Advance is going to advance not having that commitment met. Those are the things that, quite frankly, if you're going to attack JD Advance, that you should advance as a messaging.
Almost like you've done this for a living, Trigby.
Maybe. Just a little bit.
just a little bit. Well, speaking of that, by the way, here's a cut from a while back that was put out, speaking of J.D. Vance, and what his actual thoughts are about places like Ukraine.
Country. And I think it's ridiculous that we're focused on this border in Ukraine. I got to be honest with you, I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or another.
I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or another.
Take that and bump it up against what Reagan's underlying premise was towards the Soviet Union, right? This is not Ronald Reagan's Republican Party. It is not Tommy Thompson's Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin. You notice Scott Walker has his mug in every picture with Donald Trump and Ryan Chiming and the rest of them. Haven't seen a lot of Tommy in those pictures. I don't know.
No, but he's been here. He's barnstorming here. The state with Walker, who he despises. We both know that. Right. He actually despises Scott Walker.
Scott Walker's easy to despise.
Well, of course. I think that Tommy Thompson as governor was great. And I wish that Tommy Thompson was still there.
I mean, my point that kind of conservatism is gone.
Yes, that kind of old conservatism.
You know, J.D.
Yes.
Vance saying he doesn't really care about Ukraine shows that J.D. Vance is either the cynic who is willing to say what he really believed about Donald Trump and is willing to change that to be someone. Mm-hmm. Or J.D. Vance is just incredibly naive. And I don't think he's probably incredibly naive. He's cynical and probably representative of the moment as well as anybody. And what he's advancing is, you know, antithetical to conservatism, whether it's a libertarian conservatism that you don't want government telling you what kind of shotgun you can own or your daughters what they can and can't do with their bodies, or a conservatism that is... you know, not standing for our friends and allies around the world.
Yeah. Off the text line, feel free to text us via the Civic Media app. You can download it at your app store via either Apple or your Android device. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It was to what Gayle King over at CBS calls a deal. By the way, I'm very upset. Was hoping Gayle King would be here. She stayed in New York. Tony DeCoppola is here, which I'd love to meet him as well, and also Major Garrett and Ed O'Keefe. So it'd be great. I was just hoping to meet Gayle.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Have you ever met her?
No.
I heard she's a lovely person.
But I have met Andrea Mitchell, though. Andrea Mitchell was incredibly gracious to my daughter, Ula. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Wasn't what I expected at all.
Speaking of the text line, Andrew, listening back in Verona on WMDX, said earlier of the earlier comments from Trump to JFK Jr. over the phone we played for you, says, wow, glad Dr. Trump has weighed in with his expert medical opinion. Which med school did he graduate from again? Unquote.
Well, he had an uncle who went to MIT, if you haven't heard. So right. Must make him pretty smart.
Yeah, exactly. Also listening right here in southeast Wisconsin on WAUK, Anne, but she's up in beautiful Chippewa Falls, where we were last week. How about that? Anne in Chippewa Falls says...
Chippewa Falls to Karachi. You can catch us on the Civic Media radio app.
Anne in Chippewa Falls says, just like his mom of J.D. Vance, he can't take responsibility. He forgot where he came from. He thought a man could save his mom's life. He's pathetic. So there you go.
There you are.
I think you're right. I think that when you look at what J.D. Vance has said publicly, where he's at on his record, his short term as a United States Senator, you're right, Trigby. It's just antithetical to the Republicans that you and I used to support and work for back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. It is a different Republican Party. And I think, you know, when Scott Klug was here yesterday, my former boss in Congress, certainly different from the 90s when he was in Congress.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's a different world, but because you have guys like J.D. Advance, who just tries to advance himself and nothing else. And if that means prostituting himself to Donald Trump, he does it.
JD and Vance, I love it. Stay tuned. I'm going to recombobulate on the other side. Dan Schaefer, the recombobulation area is here at Wisconsin Media Row.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cranberries are totally reliant on pollinators such as bees to get pollen to the blossoms and form a fruit. But with all of the rain we've been getting, pollinators slowed down. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and luckily, there was a silver lining. This is according to Extension Cranberry Outreach Specialist Allison Johnjack.
This year, we did notice fairly sluggish pollinator activity compared to normal, just because pollinators love warm, dry days. And we had relatively few warm, dry days. We had a little bit of grace, though, because usually our blossom period happens in maybe under 2 weeks. Because our temperatures weren't too hot, the bloom progressed fairly slowly this year. So we actually had flowers open for a longer period of time. So even though there were fewer days when the bees wanted to work, there were more total days. We were kind of lucky to have the blossoms kind of last unusually long so that those bees could still work them.
That was Extension Cranberry Outreach Specialist Allison Johnjack along with us. I'll have a look at your midday commodity markets right after this.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your midday markets. And corn prices are starting off the turnaround Tuesday session with contracts 3 to 5 cents higher, as cash corn is trading at 3.93¾, up 3¼ cents. New crop corn is trading at 4.06¾, up 2.5 cents. Cash beans are trading at 10.90¾, that's up 12¾, and new crop beans are trading at 10.45½, and that is up 5½ cents. And wheat is trading at 5.27¼, and that is down 5¼ cents. On the dairy side of things now, August Class 3 milk contract is trading at 19.53 a hundredweight. That is down 16 cents. And September Class 3 milk contract is trading at 20.12 a hundredweight, and that is down 14 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon. And after that, we stay dry the rest of the week and sun splashed. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, longtime Democratic strategist Joe Trippi gives us his perspective on whether the messages at the Republican convention are landing.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, live from Wisconsin Media Row at the 2024 Republican National Convention. Trivia, how about that? A guest with his own intro. That's pretty great.
I need my own intro.
Right, exactly.
I don't know what that would be.
If you're a regular listener of Civic Media, you can you know exactly who our next guest is. He is none other than the founder of the Recombobulation Area, Mr. Dan Schaefer, great journalist here from Milwaukee, who joins us live at the table in Panther Arena. Dan Schaefer, welcome. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. A little discombobulated overall over the past few days, but I'm doing well. I've missed hearing that intro.
Really?
Yeah. I used to do that with one of the previous shows that I guested on. But
did Tangent start that? Luke and Brian?
Yeah. So that's always a fun one.
Well, it's appropriate because usually in this time slot on Tuesdays we have Tuesday Tangents at Luke Mathers. Now Lukester is on his way up to I think Chippewa Falls or somewhere because of the big. Third congressional Democratic primary forum tonight, which we're going to have on. So Luke's on going up there. So it's appropriate that you come on in Luke's slot.
That's great, and you know, happy to be here and to recombobulate and to see you all here in Milwaukee. It's quite a spectacle that we are in the midst of here, that's for sure.
That's a word, yes.
That is a word for it.
Dan, those might not know who you are, and you're on different civic properties from time to time, but just in case we have new listeners, Trivia always pulls in some new folks from the Lincoln Project, wherever he's on. We appreciate that. So tell folks a little bit about your background as a journalist and how the recombobulation came to be and what it is.
Yeah, so I've been, a journalist based in Milwaukee for the better part of the last 15 years. Worked at Milwaukee Magazine, Milwaukee Business Journal, a number of other publications, and I started this the Recombobulation Area almost 5 years ago now as a part-time effort when I was a stay-at-home dad, and now I've grown it into this fun little media operation, and it's my full-time job and all of that now. So I write a weekly column. We have a number of contributors as well, and do a lot of in-depth work on politics in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee. We have this very discombobulating politics here in our state, and I always loved the name of the Recombobulation Area at the Milwaukee Airport, and I thought it would be a great name for a political column so that we could kind of gather our things and piece all of this discombobulating news in our state together before we go on to our destination.
Well, if people have not subscribed, tell them right now so we don't forget how to subscribe to the Recombobulation Area.
Yeah, you can find the Recombobulation Area on Substack. You can become a free subscriber or a paid subscriber. You can get started for as little as $5 a month. So it's a pretty easy way to get started.
It's a deal.
Absolutely.
It's a deal. I encourage people to do a Recombobulation Area subscribe because here's a couple of things. I would say the two people, Wisconsinites, that I look to the most to kind of set the tone to give straight information, accurate information as far as elections and that sort of thing would be Charles Franklin, our friend at Milwaukee's or at Marquette Law School poll, and yourself. I mean, I think you two really nail it in terms of knowing elections, following it, and putting together compilations to just make it clear to people. I really appreciate that. So I hope that people will follow it. What you've been here a day now, this is your town, so obviously you live
right
here. What as you kind of look back on day one of the Republican National Convention, which things stick out to you as important for listeners, for viewers to know and understand?
Yeah, so many things. I mean, I was down here for, 14 hours yesterday. I started at the protest march, though, so I think we can start there. I think, there was so much discussion in over the weeks before where the protest march would be. Would it be allowed to go, you know, kind of close to the soft perimeter of the RNC? And then obviously with the events of Saturday, the assassination attempt on the former president really heightened tensions and all of that. So, you know, it was, I think a lot of people had a lot of questions going into that protest march. How would it unfold? And I think it's a really important thing that it was a peaceful protest march. And I think, you know, people, the march wound through downtown. It got close to the security perimeter. But at no point was there really any threats of, you know, some sort of public safety issue or any danger or anything like that. Spoke to a member of law enforcement who was there along the parade route, and he said it, nice and peaceful protest, no incidents to report. So the same thing with the parade marshals, with the Coalition to March, who were planning to be there. So I think, given the national climate, given this kind of profound moment that we're in after the assassination attempt in Pennsylvania over the weekend, I think it was really important that the protest was peaceful in downtown Milwaukee.
Yeah. Trigvi, you've, again, been a number of these national conventions. I know you were intimately involved in the McCain campaign. Is this something that campaigns, the RNC, DNC, they plan for and really think out? So to Dan's point, that nobody does get hurt while people exercise their First Amendment rights.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people on the outside fully recognize like how much of an effort putting one of these on is from a community standpoint and from a political standpoint. You know, the host committee, when it was in St. Paul in 2008, my sister called me up and said, I'd like to be involved. Do you know anybody? And I said, yeah, I know the guy who's running the thing. So I called him up and said, hey, my sister wants to be involved. And basically she ended up being in charge of all volunteers. So she had to recruit and train 10,000 volunteers from the community. That's just one small piece. I mean, there have been hundreds of people, both on the host committee side and then on the RNC side, working in Milwaukee for, you know, over a year. Mm-hmm. And from a political standpoint, you know, once the nominee is known, it's obviously a party event, but the campaign sort of takes over the party and, you know, ends up really at the end of the day, if your name isn't Trump or Vance, really, or you're a delegate, you're sort of extra trappings to this entire thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't realize that either.
One of the things that stood out to me is just kind of walking around, how many different law enforcement and volunteers are here. You see, you know, Secret Service, you'll see Capitol Police. I saw a state trooper from Pennsylvania, one from Missouri, of course, Wisconsin. Different law enforcement from all over the country are here.
Yeah, I saw a lot of law enforcement from Columbus, Ohio, really? Along the parade route yesterday. Yeah.
Interesting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe that was a harbinger of things to come. I'm not sure with J.D. Vance being from Ohio. But talk a little bit about, we're talking to Dan Schaefer, founder of Recompopulation Area. Make sure you subscribe today. Dan, you're a Milwaukee.
You follow him on Twitter, too.
Yeah, he's absolutely. Absolutely.
And occasionally Dan and I double team beating up on Scott Walker.
Every once in a while.
On social media. We're a little snarky that way. Even though we'd only met in passing. But
you have a commonality.
We're mutual, you know.
He's an easy guy to have a commonality.
Your enemy is your friend. Dan's pretty good at pulling Scott Walker's chain. So
I love it. Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about that in a second. But I want to just finish up, button up on the volunteers, Dan. As a Milwaukeean, I see a lot of people wear red shirts that are just here, maybe not even Republicans, but they're here to kind of support the city. Is that an accurate portrayal?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, a number of people, the host committee and Visit Milwaukee and all those different entities that are, you know, helping bring the convention here. You know, there's been a lot of people who are very helpful. And I think just like getting around has been, these people who step up and be part of the event and are, you know, helping people around. I think it's been really, really nice. And I think, you know, there's some confusion on the first day, like yesterday leaving
it was
the
crazy yesterday.
Were you leaving right at 10 o'clock last night?
No. I was trying to come in on Michigan Street and I was like, this is a 2-hour wait. So I turned around and parked somewhere else.
Yeah. And it, Well, and leaving last night, it was raining right at the end, and it was just a little bit chaotic. And you know, I was talking to some of the organizers before the convention. We're saying there's just like, yeah, we're gonna have to work out some kinks in the first couple of days, and by the time we have it all down, it'll be time to wrap things up. So
Pretty much. One last thing on Milwaukee, or at least for now. What's the sense? You've written a little bit about this. Businesses, are people just ticked off? Because you get down to a certain part of downtown, it's like a ghost town around some of these businesses. What's the vibe of Milwaukee businesses? Happy, not happy, in between on this being here?
Yeah, I think overall, I think, you know, there's a sense that people want the visitors to have a good time here, want people to be able to experience the city and come away with a positive impression. But I think there's a lot of uncertainty and perhaps a little bit of frustration about the level of activity outside of the convention,
perimeter.
And all of that. You know, this is something I reported on in the weeks before the convention. There were a number of downtown restaurants and event venues that, you know, are going to not see the projected economic activity. I saw the, you know, I talked to the leader of the Pabst Theater Group, which oversees the Riverside Theater. The Riverside Theater is one of the places that, you know, the RNC search committee toured when they came to Milwaukee in 2022 looking for what was going to happen. The Riverside Theater this week is going to be sitting empty for the entirety because they don't have any events booked. So I think that, you know, and I think there were a couple photos taken yesterday of the Milwaukee Public Market being basically empty at 6 p.m., you know, which is not what you expect in Milwaukee on a summer night at the public market. So it's been a little bit bizarre to see how this unfolds. And I'm looking forward to kind of exploring that further and seeing just kind of the relationship with the convention and the city and the city's relationship to the convention.
I think, Dan, you should do some calling around to some of the other cities that have hosted both the Republican and Democratic conventions, because I think one of the things that you're going to find out is, you know, I'm obviously from the other part of the state, so Minneapolis, St. Paul is my hometown. But, you know, for example, in the Twin Cities or Cleveland, the Republican ones that I've seen up close, there is this sale that goes in. There'll be all this business activity and opportunity. The truth of the matter is, the businesses that get on the convention's list and sign up for events every night do really well. Almost all the other restaurants and bars don't do great. And the reason for that is because everybody is eating and drinking for free. And so, you know, unless you're like last night, I went and had dinner with somebody at the Capitol Grill, which was jam-packed. But unless you're one of those places, the only real way to make a consistent amount, and it's pre-negotiated, is to host some organization that's going to be having an event all week long. And that's always the case, quite frankly.
I'd like a list of these places where I could eat for free, because I have you got credentials?
Well, as I said, your last name isn't Vance or Trump, and you're not a delegate, so you're not eating and drinking for free unless you can find somebody to give you tickets to those
things. Yeah, that's but you make a good point.
Under normal circumstances, I used to be able to hook you up with that. I'm not sure at this one how well I can do with that. I could probably try.
Maybe putting something in the food that gets
us. But it might result in me calling in favors from people and then having to pay back the favors.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I don't really want to have to do. Because I'm media now.
I know you're media now. We're Trivia and I used to go to these, or he did, went to the national things. I went to the state ones that had, like, you know, insider delegate credentials. Now we're on the outside looking in.
That's 100%.
Things are nicer on this side.
They are. Absolutely. I don't have to schlep for anybody. I don't know.
My daughter wants to become a reporter, and I keep telling everybody if she's a political reporter, that's karma kicking me in the posterior pretty hard. If she becomes the next Erin Andrews, however, that is karma
there,
running my way, because
right?
Then I can go,
to Packer games for free.
Packer games for free.
There you go.
Exactly.
Let's get a couple of, maybe we'll kind of pick it up on the other side, but I want to pick up on something, Trig, you kind of touched on. You talk on this show all the time about your old buddy from Badger Boy State, Scott Walker, and you go way back with him.
He's Dan's buddy.
He never
attacks me on Twitter. He actually attacked Dan on Twitter.
So more recently, Dan, you got attacked by the former governor, and there was a little bit of a dust-up, and, you know, in politics, they say, you know, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference, which he's kind of indifferent to us. But he went after you and called you out. So we can.
Well, in my case, he's passive aggressive because I keep getting calls from people who've talked to him. He's
working.
I don't know if you get that too, but like he's working the phones to have people call me up and yell at me.
He's working through third parties.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's not a real fight.
By the way, how awesome was he in that shirt with Trump and the picture of Trump, the flag?
That was you know, just the whole journey that he's been on to come to that point. Remarkable.
We'll come back. We'll bond over our disdain of the former governor with Dan Schaefer, Trigvi Olsen. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Wisconsin Media Row.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is for adults just starting to build their credit. One tool that can help them is a secured credit card. With a secured card, you, or the 18-year-old in your life who is just starting out, makes a small deposit that effectively becomes the card's limit. They should use the card once or twice a month, never for more than 10 or 15% of the credit limit. And they have to pay it off every month like clockwork. Last thing, before committing to a secured credit card, confirm that the card you want to use reports their activity to the credit bureaus. Not all of them do. Pro tip, this isn't just for folks starting out. If you need to raise your credit score, a secured card might be a good tool for you too. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live at Wisconsin Media Row at the 2024 Republican National Convention. People are... it's like
they're trolling coverage.
What it reminds me of is, back in the old hometown, Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin, you'd go to the fair, and you know, kids would show their hogs and their cattle or livestock. They'd parade them around, and it's kind of like that here. You have the political animals being paraded around. Hey, will you take this guy? And see, I'm too much of a Yahoo, and it's unfortunate that the tone has changed a little bit here. Like the Daily Show pulled out and didn't do their show here.
Who is that guy who just went trolling?
That's my point. Is that because it'd be fun to just
Dan?
Be,
you're a reporter. Who is that guy?
That's a great question. I do not know.
We could say, who are
we
you?
We invite him on live. Excuse me, you are?
It'd be kind of like the Forrest Gump form of broadcast. You never know what you're going to get inside.
Right.
I'm not sure whether we want to invite him on.
Like a box of chocolate.
I want to invite some of these some of the RNC women on and say, we could do a whole piece. Like Letterman used to do a thing called Hair Piece, Not a Hair Piece. We could do a thing with the Guilfoyles in the world, Extension, Not Extensions.
Go try and find just some average citizen and see if they want to come on the radio.
Well, we can do that later. We're talking to Dan Schaefer, the founder and main editor and writer at the Recombobulation Area. You can find him at the recombobulationarea.news, N-E-W-S, the recombobulationarea.news. Subscribe to a Substack, always a great time. Also, Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, is here at the desk. Quick story on the recombobulationarea.news. Dan, why news and not dot?
Well, I was goofing around on Twitter when I was buying the domain, and I put it out there that I was going to, should I do this or that or whatever? And then as I did that, somebody kind of bought it out from under me. So that was a
terrible,
strange little moment. But, you know, I like the recombobulationarea.news. Yeah, and you can also find it on Substack.
You should get .ai, too.
All the cool I'll get all of them. I should scoop them all up just to make sure I've got all my bases covered there.
Right,
yeah.
Just in case.
Off the text line, L.A. Tom sends us some hair extension. I'm not sure if it's Twitter or what it, or YouTube, I guess. That's pretty funny. Well done, Tom, out in L.A.
What's he implying? That we need hair extensions?
No, well, you and I need hair, period.
Yeah, exactly.
Dan has a wonderful coif of hair over here.
He's got television hair.
He really like Kreitlow.
Yeah, like Kreitler.
Dan, quickly here now. Trivi has been harping on Scott Walker. They went to Badger Boys State together.
He was running for governor then.
Right. But more recently, what did the former governor, in all seriousness, he kind of came after you on something.
Yeah. I think it was something about when I was writing about gerrymandering. And I think it was something that, you know, he and other Republicans of the state like to advance this narrative that Democrats only live in two cities in Wisconsin, that they only live in Madison and Milwaukee, which is, of course, not the case. And if you look at, you know, especially the 2018 election that Scott Walker lost, a lot of these mid-sized cities around the state, he's continuing to do worse and worse in. I was critical of that, and he came after me, got a little back and forth. But, you know, sometimes when that happens, it brings in a new audience, too. So I thank the former governor for that as well. And, you know, he was somebody I was thinking about last night at the RNC during some of the speeches during the program. You know, I think the longest speech of the night was the final speech of the night from Sean O'Brien, the head of the Teamsters.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a fascinating speech to be closing out the first night of the RNC here in Milwaukee. You know, I... considering the type of tone that he was talking about, you know, ripping on big business, taking on corporate greed and being pro-union, pro-worker and stuff like that. You know, considering all of the anti-union work that Scott Walker and his Republican Party contemporaries have done over the past 15 years in Wisconsin, I would have loved to have had like a live reaction feed from Scott Walker or Robin Voss or any of these folks to listening to this of all speakers at the RNC. I think it really goes to show how much the party has changed under Trump, because I don't think that type of speaker would have ever been invited to our Republican convention pre-Trump, that's for sure.
Travey?
Well, and then, I mean, you know, the former governor loves to talk about his role, Young Americans for Freedom, and they own the Reagan Ranch and Reagan stuff. I mean, he should take a look at what JD is advancing in terms of Ukraine and in terms of narratives on Putin. But the truth of the matter is, if you look at JD Vance and how he got that role after being critical of Trump, and you look at what Scott Walker has tried to do on Twitter and elsewhere, trying to get the attention of Donald Trump,
it's
really kind of sad and pathetic, you know. And it reminds me of back in the day, Tommy Thompson used to always say, two kinds of politicians, those who want to do, which are the kinds you want, and those who want to be. And Scott Walker, maybe much like J.D. Vance, although I think what makes J.D. Vance sort of dangerous is I actually think the ends in his mind justify any means, whereas Scott Walker is just kind of not a very articulate rube at sucking up.
He thought he was going to be president, though. This
because he was running for president at Badger Boys State. He literally was. Everybody who was there in 1984 knows that fact.
Mr. Summers, on the other side, we're going to play this cut from J.D. Vance. I think we'll wait till the next hour, but there's a
cut. What's the advancing?
J.D. was advancing on the record to George Stephanopoulos on This Week a while back, saying that he would not have certified the results of the 2020 election had he been the vice president instead of Pence. And I think that was the ultimate litmus test.
You wouldn't want to get hung up on details, Todd.
Especially with a gallows.
I see what you did there.
I know, wasn't that good? Yeah. I'm in rare form today. Yesterday, Todd was really worried about me because I have been lacking sleep because of travel, but I got a good
night. He's ready to go.
Last night. I'm ready to go today.
Dan Schaefer, your thoughts on that? You think it was the litmus test? What would you do, Mr. Vance, what Mike Pence wouldn't? Is that the ultimate litmus test?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a big part of it. You know, it's the only thing that you can get canceled by or whatever is to disagree with Trump within the Republican Party. You know, so I do think that was a big litmus test. And I think it also just, you know, Trump seems pretty emboldened right now to do kind of whatever he wants. And I think a selection like, you know, Doug Burgum, perhaps, I think probably would have been a little bit of a smarter pick to bring over some of the, you know, just kind of, you know, Chamber of Commerce style Republicans to bring into the fold, or keep in the fold for this type of election. Vance certainly brings a different kind of connotation to this race. And I was actually at an event that Tammy Baldwin and Cory Booker and Ben Wickler were at just north yesterday, and they reacted to the Vance thing. I would encourage you to check that out at the Recombobulation Area.
Perfect timing. The RecombobulationArea.news. Dan Schaefer, thank you so very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned. Hour two is next. Trigby Olson, Aaron Zalmer, myself from Wisconsin Media Row on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special edition of the Devil's Advocates live from RNC MKE 2024. Join us at the Kampali Party at 3.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep it
clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
Wow. That's unbelievable. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.